Telling lies. It's a beautiful day out here in Ketchikan today. Got a new guest on, my bro Josh Berchtold.
Hello.
So, been kind of circling this for a while now, but you're in town, so it just kind of worked out.
Yep.
We're both from the res. I met Josh my senior year. Our mutual friend was your head coach, or assistant coach was Carl, and then because he was telling me and Merle, he said, "Hey man, I signed up to be an assistant coach." I'm like, "Holy shit, really? We'll go to your games." And then like whoever your guys' head coach was saucing it up a little bit too much, so they ousted him, and they asked Carl if he wanted to be head coach, and he told me and Merle that. We thought it was just the fucking coolest thing. So we're like, we gotta go to these practices, man. And I met you there.
Yeah, I was. I remember Cole Nelson was on my team.
Yeah.
And, you guys, I think it was Merle. He's like, put Cole in. He's a spark plug.
So there was your guys' games were on Saturdays, and Carl be like, "Man, we got the first game on Saturday," and me and Merle like. I was like, shit, even if I'm, because I used to drink, you know, and I still do drink, but like, anyways, I was like, fuck, I'll be there, bro, every game, man. And so, like, we'd always sit up. I don't know if you remember, but me and Merle would sit up on the, not the balcony, but
the stands in the back of the benches?
No, like the entryway there, and they got that, it's just a long.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know what the fuck it's called. It's in the town hall, though, right?
Yeah.
So we'd always sit up there, and Merle would always was like, "Man, we got to sit like right across from Carl's bench, man." I was like, "Shit, okay, bro, let's do it, man." And sometimes my ex would go with us. Sometimes she wouldn't. But like it'd be like, look around, like, "Fuck, bro, we're the only ones here." And then like, you guys would be playing. And everything, call timeout, and just be real quiet. And like you'd hear Merle yell, "Put Cole in, he's a spark plug." And then Carl will turn around, look and laugh, which your guys is, your brother and him both graduated in 96 also.
Yep.
So they asked us to, but anyways, back to you. We used to go to your guys' basketball practice.
Yep. All we did was scrimmage.
Yeah. What do you remember about that?
I just remember, there was never practice. It was just always playing around basketball. Like,
yeah.
Just scrimmages against you, Merle, and
Carl.
I can't remember who else was there. But I just remember Cole's on my team.
Yeah.
And I know we weren't very good that year.
Yeah. The girl I was dating at the time, she was there every now and then, too.
Yeah.
Because we're all like, this was Carl at the time.
Yeah.
And, Carl would be, "Hey man, we got practice tonight." Me and Merle be like, "Phew, we'll be there." You know?
Yeah.
It's like, gotta play them, man. Gotta play them. That's the only way they're gonna get good is if they play. And it was at the little gym at the elementary school, right? Yeah. That was a lot of fun. You know what that led to was like after Carl got the head coaching job and me and Merle were at all your guys' games supporting.
Yeah.
It was, I forget where we were. It was like one of the last games leading into the finals. If you remember, the Little League tournament used to be, it was really big in the 80s, and me and Merle were always talking about that, and we're always there, and you could very clearly hear us, like, trying to get Carl to laugh, but, you know, like, "Hey, man, we know these kids. Let's hope they do good," you know. Judy Hill stopped me and Merle. You know, we paid our dollar, and she's like, "Hey." So I talked to the board, and we're like, "Oh, okay, what's going on?" And she was like, "You boys have been here to almost every game this season, so we would like to know if you two would be judges. You guys would get in for free for every game, and you guys would get it's like one or two free meals," and we're like, "Done." And I remember just sticking my hand out and shaking it. And she's like, "Oh, we're so happy. We're thankful that both you boys come to all every game." And it's just like, shit, I guess we're going to have to watch every game now. So, like, it was, we were at your guys' end of the season tournament, and then we had to take notes.
Yeah.
And write down. So Merle's like, what are you going to do? I said, oh, I'm going to fucking just take stats and watch the game and hand out shit accordingly, man. Yeah. Was that, how many more years did you play basketball after that?
Let's see. I think one more year after that.
Just that next year then, huh?
Yeah. Because I didn't go to the high school.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I wanted to go to the high school, but my mom and dad said no. So.
Do you think you would you have played if you'd went to the high school? More than likely, right? Because you'd have been like, fuck that, my friends are playing, I want to play.
Yeah, like
it's fun.
Skyler, Amos, who else was on there? Anthony.
Yeah.
Berger, you know?
Yeah, yeah, it would have been fun.
Yeah, I thought it would be like good, because I remember my my Uncle Ed, he talked to my mom and dad, and he kind of got mad at them because they didn't let me go to the high school.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but I just listened to my mom and dad, you know?
Yeah.
So
there was, and then we'd obviously run into you and we'd all be playing at Carl's Hoop because you could lower it.
Yeah.
Everybody liked to dunk on that shit, you know? That was always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I just kind of lingered around, met for a while, did whatever I thought I could do, and then ended up back there. And I didn't know this until I worked with you in 2001. I would see you around. I was going home from a long night of drinking.
Yeah.
And I fucking wrecked in front of your house.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. I don't know if it was that same year where I had a motorcycle. It was like a crappy crotch rocket.
Oh shit, I forgot about that.
Yeah, every time I would pass you and you'd say like, when's your funeral?
Oh really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry bro, I don't even remember that.
You know, I was just like so the exhaust pipe like was the inside fell apart, so it was like super loud.
Uh-huh.
And every time I'd pass you, you'd be like, when's your funeral? And this was a piece of junk bike, I was going to take it out to the runway.
Yeah.
And I was just going to go balls to the wall, like just floor it down the runway.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
I was going to be like Tom Cruise going down the runway
on Top Gun.
Yeah, on Top Gun, right?
Yeah.
And so I get up there on the runway and I just punch it, like throttle up, and it goes just dies on me. And I'm trying to start it, and I was like, dang it. And
this is before cell phones too.
Yeah, this is way before cell phones. And so I'm just sitting out there by myself, and here comes this truck, and can't remember the guy's name. He used to live out there.
Was it Jimmy C?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he comes. He's like, need a ride? I was like, yeah. So he takes me home and get my dad. And he's like, ah. Gets his truck. And he throws a piece of wood in there. And he's like, yeah, let's go get your bike. So we go back out to the runway. And he has this. It's like a 2x4. And the tires are way bigger than the 2x4. So I don't know. So he's like pushing it up, and all of a sudden it just drops.
Oh shit!
The handlebar breaks, and this rusty water comes out of there. He's like, "I'm glad you didn't go that fast on the runway. You're probably dead."
Yeah. Holy shit, man!
Because that bike was in like two wrecks. Remember Jimmy?
You had that bike.
Yeah.
Remember dude.
Jimmy Williams?
Yeah. Jimmy Williams, man.
He took it down
Mini Mart Road.
And he just launched into the trees.
Do you want to hear his side of that story?
Yeah.
So, I say really quick, but it's not going to be really quick. So, like, he, in the 80s, he had a dirt bike that you would see in, like, the movies and the dirt bike magazines.
Yeah.
You know, and it was, I think it was like blue and gold, like I don't know if it was Yamaha or a Honda, but he had the whole matching getup. Yeah. And if you remember on the breakwater in front of my dad's house, if you had a motorcycle, you could do like a jump out there. And he was doing all these jumps, and me and Adam were just like really fucking impressed. And we were cheering him on. We were little guys. And then he stopped by me and Adam. He's like, "Hey, you boys want to ride my motorcycle?" And we're like, "Yeah, yeah." And he looked at us and he said, "When your mom stops dressing you in your Wonder Woman underoos." And then he sped off. So even till now, and every time, like anytime he sees me and Adam, he's always like, "It's underoos. What's going on, man?" And I started dating my friend when we got to high school.
Yeah.
Jackie. And I fucked up, man. Me and her got drunk, and I was like, "I'll bring you home. It'll be fine." And like, got cussed out. Well deserved. And Paul kind of put the fire out. He's like, "You got to come to family dinner tomorrow, and you got to dinner's at 5, and I need you here to meet the family, and you're just going to have to own up to this kid." And I was just like, "Oh, shit."
Yeah.
Because Charlene wanted me kicked off the team. And I was like, "Holy fuck, man." So I go up there and open the door. He's like, "All right, kid. You got to own this mistake." And I was like, "Yes, sir. Yes, sir." And then I walk in and I see Jimmy, and he's like, "Underoos, you dating my cousin Underoos? What the fuck, man?" And I was like, "Hey, man, I just want to apologize for getting Jackie drunk." And like all of her aunties turn around, Theo, Karen, all of them are there like, "What the fuck? You fucking blah, 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 blah." And they're just like calling me they call me a fucking loser. They call me a piece of shit. They call me all these names. I'm just a kid. And then like Paul's like, "All right, that's enough." And then he's like, come here. He always called me son. "Come here, son. Let's go in the kitchen. You had that coming, but we're good now, right? This isn't going to happen again." Anyways, a couple years prior, so 1994, no, like a year prior, they were like, "Fucking Jimmy might die. He was in a bike wreck." I was like, "Holy fuck, he had that fucking crotch rocket, man."
Yeah.
Saw him. He didn't die. And I was like, "Underoos, what the fuck, buddy?" Or I was like, "What the fuck, Underoos?" And he said, "Oh, Underoos, I gunned it. I was by the teen center, and I just wanted to crank it open like Top Gun, like Tom Cruise. And I fucking hit it as hard as it could. I looked over, and I just saw Mini Mart fly by in the blink of an eye. And I was like, oh, fuck, I'm dead." And then I came to, and I was getting medevaced up, man. That thing would fly, man. Yeah. I forgot that you had that, man.
Yeah. I got in trouble many times with that bike.
Did the cops ever get you?
Yeah.
They did,
Yeah. Well, they came to my house. They said, "We heard Josh was riding his motorcycle. And he's not supposed to because I didn't have a license."
Oh, okay.
So, they came to my house and they said, "We heard him riding around." Because the muffler was so loud.
Oh, no.
But that bike was originally my cousin, Bruce Guthrie.
He's the one who brought it into town?
Yeah. Yeah, that was his original bike.
Was that a silver one?
No, it was like white and red.
Oh, shit. That's right. Yeah. Holy fuck, dude.
Then, when Jimmy wrecked it, I don't know what happened, but I remember, you remember Willie working down at the grocery store?
Oh, yeah.
He's a delivery guy?
Yeah.
He had it, and it stopped working for him, and it ran.
Yeah.
And he was telling me about this bike, and I was like, "Well, let me look at it." He's like, so I went down to his house and looked at it. He said, "You could have it. It just doesn't work. It runs, but it doesn't move." So that's how I kind of got into mechanics and pushed it down to my house. My dad was like, "What is that?" I was like, "It's free."
Yeah, that's what it is. It's very Grease 2. Have you ever seen Grease 2? Not the greatest movie to some people, but long story short, our hero in that movie builds his own bike.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Who's that guy?
So, my dad, you know, got me a set of tools from like Harbor Freight. It was like cheap tools. And I started working on it and bought a part and replaced it. And it was a master cylinder. So when I was working on it, and I bled everything, like my dad said.
Yeah.
Still didn't go. So, and Marshall told me, he's like, oh, bring it down here. So I brought it down there. Literally, it felt like maybe 10 minutes. And he just gets on it and starts it up. And it, when you push the clutch in, it would just conk out. But this time it didn't. He moved it forward and it worked. I was like,
oh, holy shit. I was like,
get off the bike. So he just cruised it around. I remember him just driving around the block.
Yeah.
And the tires were like really low, like really flat.
Oh, because it hadn't moved in so long? Yeah. Oh, shit, huh?
I went and filled it up with air and tires. And my dad bought me a helmet. And I went and put that helmet on and just started cruising around as fast as I could.
Oh, I can't believe I'd yell at you. When's your funeral?
Yeah. Because you were on a bicycle at the time.
I had a diamond. Is that red? Is that red mountain bike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good couple of years.
Damn, huh?
Because we started working together at the market.
February 2001.
Yeah.
I remember we would. What the fuck? Were you? Yeah, it was. Tim Booth came down because he was a drug counselor at the time.
Yeah.
And he wanted to, they were like, this is why you can't come to work hungover. And I'm thinking, like, fuck, dude, I am so hungover right now. But they put on goggles that distorted your vision. And he was like, walk that straight line. And like, I walked it, but I followed it, like he said. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
And he put it, and I was just like, holy shit, man. And then he's like, look, take the goggles off. Look where you're at. I was like, holy fuck, Tim.
Yeah, I remember that.
There was, I remember too, because I was still pedaling around. I had that red bike still. No, did I have that diamond back? No, I think I still had that red mountain bike. And I had just started working with you guys at the market. And I didn't have my daughter that night, so I was pedaling around town.
Yeah.
And you were driving that green van.
Yeah,
and my mom's van. And you stopped, and I was like, oh, shit, what's up, Josh? And I had my headphones on. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And like, what do you listen to? I was like, background porno music. And then yeah, fuck, dude. There was Willie was working there with us. He was the delivery driver at the time still.
Yeah, him. I guess he's a cook guy and the bread guy.
Oh shit, that's right. He was, huh?
Yeah.
He would. Yeah. Holy fuck, dude. I remember. I had just gotten trained in like the first hills from Diane.
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh, Josh will be here, so he'll be second till when he'll, your first till all day and call this person for your backup. But when Josh comes in, it's like, fucking hey, cool, man. I love working with Josh. And you came in and you're like, hey, man, you could just, I could get in there. I said, nah, Diane told me to be in there. He said, oh, good, just beg. I don't want to beg. I was like, oh, fuck it, I'll beg for you, man. So I went over there. And you're like asking how the day went, and then someone came in, and I was telling you like, oh man, you know what I said to her one time, and she had her boy. Oh, fuck, I can't remember her name. She's a Booth, but not related to me. She was Vance Booth's ex-wife.
Alameda.
No.
No.
Then she married Avira.
Yeah.
It's Carl's aunt.
Yeah. That's her name. Yeah. So he had, they used to have matches up by the till, right?
Yeah.
And I grabbed one out of there and I was just joking around. And I was like, hey, what is this?
Yeah.
And I had the matches and she's like, where'd you get matches from? And she hit him. I was like, no.
You know what's funny about that too is the year before in 2000, I was painting for the housing authority with my dad.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how him and Skip were painting and they could hear hear her kids like just goofing off and everything, and she was like, quit fucking around and clean your room. And then they said something. He's like, oh, then we, you know, it's summertime, so the windows are open.
Yeah.
And her kids talk back to her like, yeah, whatever, we're not gonna clean, whatever, whatever they, however they talk back to her, they talk back.
Yeah.
And Skip, my dad, were like, holy cows, man, we heard her just run upstairs. What the fuck did you say to me? We said, bam! My dad's like, she fucking unloaded on them.
Oh, man, I forgot about that story.
Yeah. It's like, but yeah, I remember you that just broke me, man. I was fucking laughing so hard after you told me that. You're like, oh, I was just kidding. Oh, fuck that. That was, damn, man. So, I started there in February. And then worked with you up until you left. When did you leave? Like in August?
Yeah, I left August of 2001.
Is that when it was?
Yeah.
Damn, huh? That doesn't seem like 23 years ago.
No.
I remember I was in the freezer.
Yeah.
I was helping Ed with Eddie, our buddy Ed. And he's like, hey, bro, could you... grab this thing out of the freezer. I'm like, fuck yeah, I can, man. And whatever it was. And like, when I grabbed it, I didn't look up above my head and I fucking hit my head. And at the same time, he fucking turned the lights off and shut the door. But I hit my head, so I thought I knocked myself out. And I was like, dude, holy shit, man. Holy shit, I can't see. And then I heard him laugh, and then he turned on. He's like, oh shit, did you hit your head, bro? And I was like, did you fucking turn the lights off, man? And I had this because I used to wear baseball caps.
Yeah.
I hit the top of that. And,
Button.
The button.
Oh.
And it fucking gave me a knot. And that's a real soft spot up there, you know? So I was just like, I had to fucking take a break. I was all like, holy shit, man, that fucking hurts, man. And I seen stars still.
Eddie, man.
Fucking. Yeah. It was a lot of fun working with you guys there. I remember me and you, you had just, I think it was a weekend, so you didn't have school.
Yeah.
And it was Saturday, and we got there, clock punched in, and then you asked me something, and then shit, what is his name? Oscar.
Oh yeah, Oscar, yeah.
And you're like, Oscar, why is your shirt always so tight, man? You're like, it's 2001, you get a new shirt from 1980. Do you remember that?
No.
He started laughing, and then you guys were talking for a little bit, and I just fucking started, because I'm related to Oscar, so it just made it even funnier.
I just remember him always, he wore this shirt, and it would be like open, like you could see his chest hair and
stuff. Very 70s style, man.
And he had the sideburns.
I just remember you keep teasing him about his super, it was like those old 70s, early 80s style. So like it was like a baseball style shirt, but it was like painted on our man, Oscar, man. And I just couldn't stop laughing when you said that to him, man.
Somebody put a picture of me when I was in Little League up there, up in the break room upstairs.
Oh, that's right.
Like I was on the Spurs of my first year of Little League. And I was a chubby kid, so and those short shorts. And it was just like this, the jersey was so tight on me, and I had this funky haircut. It was like a bowl cut, and somebody hung it up there, and it was like it was still hanging up there when I was I came back from college, like my second year, and I worked at the grocery store for like maybe a couple weeks.
Just helping out?
Yeah, just helping out. It's still up there.
Oh, fuck, man. Did, so when I was there, I think John was doing whatever he's still doing.
Pepsi.
Pepsi, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Holy shit, man. Dude, that's fucking I remember that I was telling somebody because on Mondays, Saturday, Sunday, Mondays, I work closing at Madison, and on Monday, Pookie and Franklin came in, and it was like 5:29. It's like, hey, yo, man, you guys got like 1 minute. Like, I'm not being an asshole, this is what I'm thinking. I was like, you guys got 1 minute.
Yeah.
And the next day at work, I was like, you know, they know me, so they should know. I'm just like, dude. I'm here for 8 hours. That's what they pay me for. But you got 1 minute. And I was like, there used to be, when I worked in Matlacatla at the market, there was always this one lady.
Yes.
And she would come in at 5:45 every fucking day, man, and take her time. Do you remember her?
Yep. Bless her heart. What was her name?
Was she a Gregoria?
Yes.
Okay. And it was always like, boom.
Every day.
Every day, man.
I was like, really? I was like, we want to close. We want to go home.
Yeah. It's been a long day, man.
Because I would start there in the school year. I'd get out at 3, and then I would head down there to go to work.
Yeah, because you'd go there right from school to the job, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember, but yeah, so I think of that lady when I'm closing. I'm always like, come on, man. You're not her. I'm not giving you that leeway. You need to go.
Yeah.
So I remember a couple drinking stories with me and you. In the summer of 2002, me and you were fucking rolling around Matlacatla. Do you remember when the cops, fucking Bruce Janes, pulled up behind us but didn't pull us over? We were just passing Chuck Clements down at the old ferry terminal.
Yeah.
He fucking drove past us, then he fucking came in hot behind us, and I threw out the case of Coors Light.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Didn't we drive out the road?
Well, we did after that.
Okay.
We went back, and we fucking found that fucking case, and by fucking whatever kind of dumb luck you got out there, like only like one or two bottles were fucking toast out of it, man. Yeah. there was another time too later, I went out with you for New Year's when it turned 2003.
Yep.
We went up to your cousin Frank's trailer.
Yep.
And I got pretty fucking wasted, and then I ended up going to another party, and I was so fucking wasted, and it's like one of those weird moments, is like, you know how dark it gets, right? It's fucking dark as fuck. It's like 6 a.m. and someone's just banging them. I'm like, oh, I'm all drunk and scared. Just like this hard fucking knock. I'm like, oh, it's the cops here to arrest me. And I just got really quiet and I didn't say shit. And it's just like nonstop. Bam, bam, bam. Turns out it was your punk ass motherfucker.
So I remember that night because it was like, my mom and dad had went to Ketchikan because my mom was doing, she's having surgery or something. So,
oh yeah, okay.
I was like, hell yeah, you get to go out tonight, right?
Yeah.
So it was me, you, and Kelly.
Yep.
And we started drinking, and we went down to my house, and we bought a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah.
And
McNaughton's.
McNaughton, yeah. Then we went up to Frank's.
There's a lot of people at Frank's that night.
Yeah. And the last thing I remember was I opened the freezer and there was a bottle of Southern Comfort. And somebody said, oh, that's Milo's. I was like, okay. So I put it back. I was like, well, you better be here in 10 minutes or I'm opening it up. Then I opened it up and I just chugged it. That's the last thing I remember. Then I wake up. It's freezing. And I hear this snore. It's like, I'm like, what the hell? Where is like, where am I at? And I get up and I go to the bathroom and stumbling in the bathroom. I was like, why is it cold in here? So I was like, I'm going to go home. So I walked to your place. Then you didn't answer. So
sorry, bro.
So I end up walking and I find this bike I just took it out of somebody's yard. I can't remember where it was. I took the bike home, and there was this like little creek right by my house.
Yeah.
And I just threw it in the creek. I'm sorry, whoever biked that was. But threw it in the creek. Then I was like, crap, I don't have my keys. I was like, I think I gave them to Frank. But I was like, oh, I left the back door open.
Oh, nice.
So smart. I remember that, right? I pass out on the couch, and I wake up, and it's either you called me or Frank called me. And I woke up, and my knee was hurting like crazy.
Oh, shit.
I was like, dude, it swelled up. And Frank calls up, or you call it. I can't remember one of them.
Yeah.
But they're like, dude, you Chris Farley'd it.
Yeah. I was
like, what?
It was me.
Yeah.
My cousin Dave came by. He was just about to move in with me.
Yeah.
So he was like, hey, cuz, how's your boy, man? And I was like, huh? You know, because I was fucking hungover as fuck. It's like, it should be okay. I mean, he's like, your fucking boy Chris Farley did it last night at his cousin's, man. And I was like, what the fuck? What are you talking about, David? Josh, man, your boy. He fucking slammed that bottle of Suco that Milo left there. Just fucking, he Chris Farley'd that. And then he just, like, not long after, he Chris Farley'd it and just fucking fell right on his face. The whole party just passed out. That was it. How's he doing today, man? Is he okay? It was a pretty hard fall.
You call him laughing. I was like, hello. And you all right, bud? Are you Chris Farley last night? He's like, what? I was like, maybe that's why my knee's all swollen.
So there's the scene at the opening scene of Tommy Boy. He fucking is drinking and he takes a hit. Then he fucking falls right on the table face first. There was no table there to break Josh's fall, man. He just fucking fell right on his face. Bam.
That's the last thing I remember that night. But besides, I think it was Albert was for some reason next to me on the bed. He's like,
the drunk snores.
Yeah.
There was so, like you said, it's first time, and then you went to school and everything, and you ended up here, and I was living here in 2007.
Yep.
Actually, I went to, because you guys had you had a wedding reception in, what, 2005 at the church?
Yep.
I went to that, met your lovely wife, and then we kept in contact, and then I was over here, and then you were like, hey, man, I took a job in Ketchikan.
Yep, working for Promec Air.
Was that the first one?
Yep.
How long did you work there?
I was there from 2007 to 2011, August of 2011.
So, do you remember it was like, it was just you up here for a little bit before your family made it up? They weren't long behind, but like, you called me up and you're like, hey, bro, do you want to hang out? So, two different times, and I still tell both of these stories at my job. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, come by and pick me up. And then, like, it was a couple days. Oh, shit, maybe he just, whatever. And then you're like, oh, shit, hey, bro, do you want to catch up? I was like, yeah, man. So he came and picked me up. And you're like, oh, man, I was eating popcorn and got a really bad toothache. Went to the dentist and a kernel got stuck between my two teeth, but it shoved in my gums. I was like, oh, fuck, man. You remember telling me that?
Yeah.
And my coworker's like, yeah, I don't really like popcorn. That shit gets stuck in my gums. Like, oh, man, it happened to my bro Josh, like in 07. The other one was you came and picked me up, and we, what was that Asian restaurant that used to be open across the street from?
The Galley.
You're like, let's go to the Galley. And I was like, yeah, shit, I haven't been there before. So you're like, yeah, it's pretty good. And I was like, I'll take your word at it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just got to return some movies and I'm going to rent some. Yeah, man. Which one? I was like, let's go to both of them, man. And like, we ate there, and almost instantly, I was like, we were driving, and mind you, we're just driving across the street to the first one, and then we're going to hit Blockbuster next, and I was just like, oh, you got to fucking bring me there, man, I'm going to fucking shit myself, and you started like, oh, shit, sorry, yeah, let's go, and like, I fucking booked it like Billy Mills to the bathroom, and fucking was like, fucking, was it Lloyd or Harry?
Yeah.
Oh, man, like, that food is instantly, like, killing my gut, man. And, like, you were laughing really hard, returned the movie, went to Blockbuster, and I was still like, damn, I'm fucking going to have to shit when we leave here, and you're laughing. And then, like, this loud gurgling sound, like, came from you, and you're like, oh, oh, where's your guy's bathroom at, man? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
What do you think, it was undercooked or something with the food we ate?
Yeah. I don't know. I've never had that happen before. It was like, it was just like, blah, 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 blah. I was like, ugh. Then I remember using the bathroom. I was like, I wouldn't go in there for 45 minutes.
Light a match, like, or something.
That I see, and you're like, you need to take me home now. I was like, oh, okay. And I drop you off at your cousin's house.
Yeah.
And you're like, see you later. And you just book it into the house.
That thing came off the top rope and elbow dropped me, man.
Yeah. Because I remember eating there. I tell my kids this story about us over there eating. I was like, that used to be a restaurant called the Galley. It was like, I would never eat there again.
I never did go there again, bro. No.
I heard so many funky stories about that place. And after eating there, I was like, yeah, that's true, probably.
Yeah.
Because, like, a lot of people from Met would either go to the Galley or...
yeah.
What's that place downtown?
Good Fortune.
That and the other one by the bridge.
Oh, Diaz?
Diaz.
Diaz?
Diaz, yeah.
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 You like that place?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad, huh?
Yeah. I only went there because my uncle Ed used to love eating there all the time.
Yeah.
We would walk in there and say, hey, Rudy. And you knew the name. Oh. The guy.
Yeah.
So, it was okay.
You know what's funny? I just remembered. On Saturdays back in 01, my daughter would stay with me for the next 3 days.
Yeah.
So you started coming, picking me and her up, and we'd take her for drives, get her little fucking punk ass tired.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, bro, can I give her this? I was like, fuck yeah, give it to her. Let's see what happens. She still talks about that, man.
Sourhead or?
Yeah, it was like that. I think it was that red one that had like the head with the, like the volcanic explosion, yeah, or something.
Yeah. Warheads.
Warheads, yeah. Yeah. She still likes, now she likes the sour stuff, man. And like, I took her to the movies one time over here, and she was like, oh, I want the Sour Patch Kids. Dad, you're going to have one. Remember when you and my Uncle Josh gave that to me when I was a little kid? You gave it to her,
yeah.
And like, her face is like...
That's funny. It's like, my little cousin Leah, I was just talking to her, my cousin Butch, and I remember that Ben Franklin's used to be downtown.
I loved Ben Franklin's.
So they had like a bunch of trick stuff. Like I bought this like really spicy gum. And I was like, hey, you want some gum? She's like, yeah. She eats it. Then she's like, next thing I see is like she's crying and holding on to my mom.
Uh-huh.
She's like, what's the matter? And she's like, my gum's hot. So I said, well, spit it out.
Dude, that's perfect, man.
Yeah, I remember driving you and Maya around, and I remember her falling asleep, like standing there.
Standing up, yeah. Like between my legs, and she'd just be like, like a little drunk kid, you know?
Yeah. Remember when you were living with Kelly?
Yeah.
In that trailer? And it was around 4th of July or August 7th, and you and him would smoke inside the trailer.
Yeah.
I buried a firecracker inside the ashtray.
Uh-huh.
And Kelly had put his cigarette out in there. And it goes, psh, boom. It blew cigarette ash all over the living room. And he's like, what the fuck?
What kind of firecracker was it, man?
I don't know. It was like those little red ones.
All those lady fingers.
Yeah. It was like, boo. It was like, and you called me up. Dude, you put a firecracker in there.
You dick.
I remember then I walked in and fucking Kelly like punches me in the arm.
Yeah.
He was like, asshole. I was like, what? I was like, you could put that firecracker in it. I started laughing.
Shit, that's fucking funny, man. I remember another night we were drinking and summer of 02 again, and I don't know how, but like we ended up with Steve Lankard, and I fucking we were fucking wasted, and I fucking like went to the couch and like fucking blanked out and fucking passed out. Woke up, fucking all you motherfuckers were gone, man. And Super Troopers back then on the DVD,
yeah,
it would just loop so you'd continuously hear something.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh no, the cops are here, man. I woke up all fucked up, looked around doing that like, where the fuck am I? Oh shit. Josh. Motherfucker left me here, man. Looked outside, your car was gone. Fucking Steve's door was fucking closed. I could hear him sawing some serious logs, and I was just like, fuck, if I get busted from walking home, I'm gonna kick Josh in the nuts, man. I fucking staggered my punk ass home, started taking all these fucking trails I hadn't taken in years, man. I was all fucked up, fucking, holy shit. That'd get real quiet, because you could hear cars, you know. They didn't see me. I was so drunk, man. But yeah, it was like 3 a.m. when I woke up.
Yeah, I remember Steve, he like, I don't know, it was like Sky Blue Vodka or like, it was like, or Zima.
Yeah.
Or whatever he got, but super sugary.
Fuck, and dude.
He bought a lot of it.
Dude, he had a few cases of it, man. Yeah. It fucking rocked my world with all that sugar, man.
Yeah.
There was, so you got here. And I was renting from my cousin David at the time, but I moved into your spot, your efficiency.
Yeah.
I was dating Carlene at the time, and me and her were chilling, and we were like, man, we should just order food. We don't want to cook tonight. Yeah. And then we heard like a, hey, is everything all right in there? And we're like, is that Josh? Do you remember this?
Uh-uh.
I was like, hey, what's up, bro? And like, hey, man, can I talk to you? And I was like, yeah. You're like, what the fuck? And I was like, I'll be right back. And like Carlene was still smoking back then.
Yeah.
She ended up coming out to have a cigarette, and there was like the state troopers or something came up not long after.
Yeah.
And you're like, are you fucking beating her, bro? And I was like, what? And you're like, yeah, I was like, screaming sounds like hitmen. Are you hitting your girl? And I was like, wait, what the fuck? And then Carlene came out and she's like, hey Josh, how you doing? And I was like, what are you talking about? State troopers came over and my cousin was living next door.
Yeah.
Had beat the fuck out of his girlfriend and got arrested. Do you remember that?
No.
It was Jeffrey McGilton. He lived right in that house right directly across the street from your old spot.
Okay, yeah.
And that's where all the screaming was coming from. Yeah. And you're like, man, I thought you were beating her, man. It was loud.
That was yeah, because when I bought the house, it was a triplex.
So, oh yeah, it was.
So then when we found out we're having our second child, Lincoln, we converted it, the upper and lower, into one unit.
I remember that.
Yeah. Then we just rented out the lower efficiency.
I remember in 2011, your last year there, I rented My Name is Earl. Oh no, I rented Scrubs on DVD.
Yeah.
And went back and was watching it, had the little one window open, and my shit was blasted, and like fucking some guy came over screaming. I was like, what the fuck is that, man? What the fuck? What the fuck? Who the fuck are you? Like, turn that down. I was like, what? No. Fuck no. And he started talking. She's like, turn it down. And I was like, ask nicely. Oh, yeah. Do you remember that? Yeah. He went and complained to you.
Yeah.
What did he say to you?
Shit, I don't know. I was like,
I thought I was going to get in a fight with him. He said he's going to kick my ass. I was like, all right, well, come on over, man. And then, like, he didn't. He went to your place instead.
Yeah, that was a... They had, like, a little... They used my driveway to walk into their apartment, like, to the other house in the back of us.
Him and his family had just built that house that was right in front of you guys in the entryway.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
That big... Oh, yeah. That big fuck.
What was his name? He's bald.
Yeah.
Because the house burnt down.
Oh, it did, huh? And then he
rebuilt... He bought it and rebuilt it, right?
Yeah.
And that was his name was Updike.
He was talking so much shit. And I was just like, what? No, ask nicely. And then he did, and I told him to fuck off. He's like, ooh, kick your ass. I said, do it, man. Come on over. Kick my fucking ass, motherfucker. And then instead he went and tattled on me to you. What do you remember of that?
Oh, I don't know.
Just
I was like, whatever. He's not doing anything, you know?
Yeah. I remember you're like, when we talked the next day, you're like, hey, man, what happened? I told you. And he's like, yeah, he was bitching and he said this, and then you're like, no, ask nicely. And then he said he asked nicely, then you told him to fuck off. And then you're like, well, I live right above him and I don't even hear the TV like you're saying you hear it.
Yeah.
That guy fucking ended up leaving his wife and family, man.
Yep.
Piece of shit. Not because he did that, but I mean just upright left them with nothing.
Yeah, because I remember, because after we moved, I came back over for something, and I saw her at Safeway. I was like, oh, how's your husband doing? I don't know. He left.
Holy shit.
I was like, what? So.
I guess my TV was up too loud for his liking, huh?
Nah, I think he was like cheating on her or something. I don't know.
Oh, 100% he was, man. Yeah.
But they had a bunch of kids. I know that. I remember this one kid. He was, I think he went to the charter school or something. He's still in high school or something.
But oh, okay.
He was learning construction. I was like, oh, man, good for you.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. His name was Sam.
Oh, okay.
That's the last. But
there was, where did you move to after 2011?
I went moved over to Craig, Prince of Wales.
And that was for,
working for Island Air Express.
Damn, that's right. And yeah. That was 2011, huh?
Yeah.
I was working at Aero, so I'd always, whenever you'd fly over to work on something, I'd always like, oh shit, hey, what's up, bro?
Yeah. Yeah. And, I worked on and off for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
So, and I just recently quit September of last year.
Yeah.
As the director of maintenance.
Yeah.
So, but then I had quit like a couple years before that. 5 years because we had bought Papa's Pizza and Craig.
So my tie to that was one of my teachers was involved in that 1994, Brian Matheson, Mr. Matheson.
Yeah.
I was telling you before we started this, like he came back like after spring break, right?
Yeah.
And someone was like, damn, Mr. Matheson almost died. And I was like, what? And I had his class, so I was just like, Mr. Matheson, did you almost die? And he kind of just chuckled, stuck his hands out. And like, there was an entry point on one of his wrists. And he was hanging up the Papa's Pizza sign or whatever it was, open, whatever it was. And he fucking electrocuted himself and it fucking shot out of either his left or right hand.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. That was in 94. And he quit the school district and moved over to help out with that. And then in 1996, Carl took me over here and we ended up going to a Papa's Pizza right next to the old Ingersoll.
Okay.
Or not the Ingersoll, but maybe that's what it was called. I don't know. Above Annabelle's.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then now here, lo and behold, my bro buys Papa's Pizza. So I was kind of shocked that it was, I went over in 2015 and they're like, yeah, my brother's like, yeah, we'll just order pizza for the kids. It's Matheson's old place. Like, no fucking way, dude. That's like 11 years ago.
Yeah. So there's three of them when it started out.
Okay.
So the first one was in Kluwak. Then they opened up one in Craig. Then they opened one up in Ketchikan.
Dang.
So Brian was, I get from the story I got from the former owner, Ken, his brother-in-law, he was managing the one in Ketchikan, and Ken was managing the ones in Prince of Wales.
Gotcha. It was it didn't stay open very long, from memory serves me correct. Not the one over here, anyways.
Yeah. The one in Kluak was, he had two of them, one in Craig and one in Kluak. So, but I think they couldn't guarantee clean water.
Oh, shit.
So, he's like, well, I'll just close down and move my biz. Just move to one shop.
Yeah.
So he closed one down in Kluak and just went everything out of Craig.
Gotcha. So how did you come to getting it? What led to that path?
So it was, I had quit Island Air.
Yeah.
Because I was the only mechanic working on four airplanes.
Okay.
And I just got burnt out.
Yeah.
Like, I was working like 12, 14 hours a day.
Holy
like
shit.
All day, every day for like.
No days
summer,
off.
No days off, all summer long. And my wife and kids went to Met all summer.
Yeah.
They said, well, we're not going to stick around if we're going to be working all the time. So
yeah.
Hung out with my family over at Met.
Gotcha.
So I started looking around for a better job.
Yeah.
So I tried the DOT over in Prince of Wales, and nothing came with that. So Paul Askren, he was the director of maintenance for TAC-1.
Yeah.
Had called me and said, hey, I heard you might be looking for something different.
Yeah.
I was like, this is what we have to offer. And I wanted to came over here and did a little, just to talk about the job, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't really an interview.
Oh, okay.
But they had a caravan, and I was only one in the Southeast that really knew how to work on caravans. So I was like, hey, what would it take for you to come over here to work on these things? So I was like, well, you know, I tell them I wanted just normal hours, really.
Yeah.
So, and I still had that house over here.
Yep.
So I was like, it was October. I had taken the job at TAC-1. Then I told him, I was like, well, I'll be over at the end of the first of the year.
Okay.
End of the year. So I came over here of January 16. Then my wife and kids, they continued to live in Craig, and I would do like, I was doing like 20 days on, 10 days off.
Oh, okay.
Just go back and forth. Because my wife was working at the Christian school over there.
Okay.
So I was just going back and forth every 20 days.
Yeah.
So.
Was that tiring too in itself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, they came over sometimes, like, on a weekend.
Yeah.
So, you know, they got free flight benefits on
that
one. Nice. So they would come over. And so then our pastor died. So Melissa was taking over the school.
Okay.
So I was like, well, I was like, we live over here. You know, I live over Ketchikan. We have a house over here.
Yeah.
And it didn't sell while we lived in Prince of Wales.
Yeah.
It was on the market for like 5 years.
Yeah.
It didn't sell. So I was like, well, I was like, I don't really want to go back to the island if there's nothing going to be over there for me.
Because
I didn't want to work for Island Air again.
Yeah.
So, our pastor's wife, Arlene, my kids call her grandma.
Yeah.
And she said, you should talk to Ken about buying his place, the pizza place. I was like, yeah. I was like, really? Is he trying to sell? He's like, well, if he isn't, then what she, she said, just talk to him, like, because he was trying to sell, and it was the buyer, it fell through.
Yeah.
It didn't work out. So, and me and Ken known each other since I first went over the island, over to POW. It was in 2010.
Okay.
And we stayed at his Airbnb, Bed and Breakfast.
Okay.
That's how I met Ken, and he used to go to the same church as I did.
Oh, okay.
So, we all had kind of the same friends.
Yeah.
And he was at the restaurant, and I just sat down and talked with him. I was like, hey, I heard you might be selling this place. I was like, what would it take for me to learn this business?
You know? Yeah.
And he's like, well, I was like, you'll need to get a loan or an SBA loan or give me 10% down.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, well, let me see what I could do. So we talked back and forth. Then in the meantime, I had moved back to Prince of Wales.
Yeah.
Because just to be closer to my family.
Yeah, tough.
Yeah, my wife just had our daughter, Madison.
Okay.
So, and it was February of 2019.
Okay.
18?
Yeah.
And 18. And we were just going to Hawaii. Ken had called me up. He said, hey, what's going on? Just wanted to check in and see what's the situation about buying Papa's Pizza.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I still have a house over there. I'm trying to sell.
Yeah.
You know, I did a bunch of work to it before I left. Got it painted, put gutters on. You know?
Yeah.
And because I tried to take a loan against my house for the business.
Oh, okay.
And this jackass came down from Juneau to appraise it and appraised it way low.
What a fucking prick, man.
Yeah. I was like, there's no way. I was like, I'm not, whatever. I was like,
fuck off.
Yeah. So that didn't work out. And so he calls me up and he just says, I have a manager leaving in May and it'd be a good time for you to get in to learn, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, we'll talk when we get back from Hawaii. I was going over there for my sister-in-law's wedding.
Okay.
My wife's sister's wedding.
Okay.
So we went to Hawaii. Then while we're over there, my realtor calls me up. She says, hey, I got some great news and I got some bad news. I was like, what? I was like, what do you want first? I was like, give me the bad news first.
I'm with you. I always take the bad news.
Yeah. So she's like, well, we had a buyer and they did the inspection and it turns out that your house is too old because she's going through KIC.
Yeah.
And
that's who I went through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said it's too old and there's a list of like 87 items or something. I was like, yeah, my house is old. It was, you know, when we were doing the upstairs remodel, they're putting the staircase to the upstairs. When they took the wall, the ceiling down, they had found old newspapers from like when Truman was in office.
Holy shit. So
that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, so we did all the stuff at the house and the realtor says, well, she can't buy it. I was like, I just want it out of it. I was like, I'll just give her to what I owe.
Yeah.
What I owe, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I got a good news is the people, some Coast Guard family wanted to look at it and they put an offer in it for at least, I think it was like $5,000 below my asking price.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll take it.
Yeah, nice.
And my realtor was awesome. Her name was Donna Pearson.
She I know her.
For Legacy. I think she used to work for Remax.
Yeah, she doesn't. She works, I think it's Legacy.
Yeah, Legacy, right?
Yeah.
And she whittled it down to like 8 items that need to be fixed.
Nice.
And I was like, let's fix those.
You
know, I paid for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And right before that, it was like the plumbing was messed up. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh no.
It was like, the toilet wouldn't flush. Like it would flush, but nothing would go anywhere, right?
Yeah.
So they looked into it and that old house had cast iron pipes. And if you don't fix, if your break is past your house.
Yeah.
You've got to replace it from your house all the way to where it picks up to the new city line.
Holy shit.
And I was like, she's like, it could cost you $1,000 or like $50,000.
Holy shit.
I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So she calls me back, got some good news. They found it. It was a break right outside the house. So they're fixing that.
Holy shit.
I was like, oh man.
Nice.
So after selling my house, that gave me enough for a down payment for Papa's Pizza.
Badass, man.
Yeah, so I had quit Island Air.
Yeah.
And just jumped right into the pizza thing.
Nice.
I never worked in the kitchen my life. And Ken just worked with me for the first month.
Yeah. Yeah.
after that, it was like we took over July 1st of that year.
Holy shit, man.
Yeah. And I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I thought about, like, it was back when I was working for Promec. I was like, man, aviation sucks. Right?
Yeah.
And all my mechanic buddies were like, we should start a pizza business or something. Go yeah. pizza. And
nice.
Yeah. So that's how we got in the pizza business. And
here you are.
Yeah. Enjoying it. And
it's badass pizza, by the way.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing too is you've gone, I don't know what they would, what are they called, like when you go down for like other like pizza businesses, like in meetings and not meetings, oh, but
so in Vegas they have these two pizza conventions.
Okay.
One's in New, I think it's in New Jersey, and the other one's in Vegas.
Okay.
It's Pizza Expo. And it was our first year, and I wanted to just take some classes on like maybe management,
yeah,
and dough recipes, and I just wanted to check out some new equipment.
Yeah.
And we went there our first year, and but I'm still planning on going to go back there after my kids get a little bit older.
Yeah.
So
nice.
Yeah.
What so things are going good. My brother, you helped out my brother this past hunting season. He was pretty stoked about that.
Yeah. That was good to see him.
Yeah. He was like, yep, I'm staying there next year. Fuck that shit, man.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm staying there, man. He's like, it'll be so much easier with everything. It's just, nope, that's where we're staying.
Yeah. I was like, when I picked him up from the ferry, he's like, you guys hungry? I was like, yeah, we're going to go get some pizza. I was like, I checked my watch. It was like 7:30. I was like, well, let me check, see if they're still open, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because I let them close early if it's like
dead. Slow, yeah.
Dead, right?
Yeah.
I call him up. It's like, hey, can you put in a Hawaiian pizza for me? He's like, yeah, we'll get in there.
Yeah,
no problem. Nice. So, I went up there and got him pizza.
Nice.
Yeah.
I still got to make it over sometime and hang out, man.
Yeah, yeah. Then I think I give you some pizza.
Yeah, you've given me about 6 pizzas.
Yeah,
at least. When you were still, when you're helping out Island Air, you sent them over.
Yeah.
I went over and I was like, well, I could drive over there. And you're like, no, Sherry's said she'll walk them over to you. So I parked down there and I hadn't seen Sherry in a long time at this point, you know? And I saw her. So I jump out and she's like, what the fuck are you doing driving a mom car, Bruce? Here's your pizza, though. it was good though, man. And then so we had that for dinner, and then you sent over more pizza, and I shared it with my bro Jason down at work, and he's like, fuck, that's fucking good pizza, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man. I should have fucking given you some money to bring me over a baked pizza I could cook over on this side. Next time.
Yeah, next time. But we did like a big fundraiser for Melicala at one time.
Yeah.
I think they bought like what was it,
because people, it was
it's like 100 and something pizzas.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was like they ordered 130 pizzas.
Nice.
So I mean, that was for the like week before Super Bowl, right?
Yep.
No, it was like day before Super Bowl.
Yeah,
Super Bowl. I brought them over to Ketchikan, and my sister Jennifer met me over here.
Yeah.
And she picked up like a van load of pizza.
I remember that. That's when I got my pizza from you for Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
two of them.
We were up, literally, I was up at the pizza restaurant. There's a crew of us. Had par-baked all these pizzas. And I left the restaurant like at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Holy shit.
Then I went home, took a shower, and I was like, and it was kind of snowing outside. I was like, I didn't want to. I was taking this old van back over here with the pizzas.
Yeah.
And I was just dog tired. And I remember going back home, back to Prince of Wales that day, and they called me up. They're like, it's been busy nonstop all day.
Holy shit. Was it because of Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And that was on Saturday, and then Super Bowl was Sunday, but it was just really busy that Saturday
too. She had to go right back to work.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I was just dog tired.
Holy shit, man.
Was just, they were like, you didn't leave us any pizza skins.
Oh, no. You're like, sorry.
Sorry, yeah.
Holy shit, man. What's your favorite pizza?
My pizza?
Yeah.
Can't go bad with the classic. It's the pepperoni.
Love that.
Pepperoni with olives and mushroom.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like pepperoni's my all-time favorite, but then pepperoni and pineapple.
Yeah.
Love that, man. Yeah. Or just the straight-up Hawaiian.
Yeah.
That's good stuff, man.
But I make this pizza. I put pepperoni, Italian sausage, with bacon. And it has I put feta cheese on top of it.
Yeah.
And ricotta cheese.
Holy shit, man. Fucking A.
And I do a thin crust, so it gets crispy, right?
Yeah.
So I made that, and I brought it out to the hangar out there at Island Air when I was still working out there.
Yeah.
And like, dang. I was like, what is this pizza? I was like, that's my pizza.
Yeah.
It's mine. It was the boss. So they started calling the El Jefe.
Oh, that's fucking awesome, man.
So that's my pizza, and I really like it.
Fuck yeah, man.
So,
yeah, I'm always, I'll just come over during hunting season, but it just never happens.
Yeah.
Because realistically, what I could do is work through my lunch on a Wednesday.
Yep.
And then, leave early and jump on that ferry.
Yep.
The 3:30 ferry. And
Thursday, Friday?
No, get there Wednesday night and then come back Friday morning.
Oh, so you hunt Thursday?
Oh no, I just meant come over for a visit.
Oh yeah.
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 Or hunt, you know. Yeah. But yeah, man, that's probably what would work best. So like one of the, like, you just showed up one time, like, hey bro, are you working? I was like, yeah, do you need my, are you in town? Do you need my car? He's like, yeah, bro, please. And it's like, yeah, where are you at? You're like, on my boat, man, we're coming over. I was like, oh shit, yeah, okay, I'm at work, man. How long was that boat ride?
Oh, so we launched in Hollis.
Okay.
And it took me about an hour to get to Valner, another 20 minutes to get to Petroduct.
That's how it needs to. I should just fucking, like, when it gets nice out in the summertime,
yeah,
and you come over, I'll just fucking hop on your boat.
Yeah. Yeah, we got this nice, I bought a nice North River boat from here.
Nice.
And, yeah, we took it over from Hollis to Met.
That's badass, man. Yeah. I should just, like, next time you come over here on that, I should just hop on, because it'd be in the summertime anyways.
Yeah.
You know? Because then I could get over there sooner, hang out with you guys longer, and then just hop that ferry Friday morning.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It was a good boat ride. It was like,
it'd be a nice boat ride on your boat, man. Yeah. Shit. Especially in the summertime, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. Let's you plan need on that.
Happen.
Yeah, man. So you guys are over here for the swim meet going on, right?
Yeah. My wife is over here. She's learning how to be official, to be the head official over in Craig.
Yeah, you guys got a pool over there for that stuff?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so my boys, Carter and Lincoln, are in high school swim.
Badass, man. It's got to be nice to have all these options, more options. Obviously, she's digging it then, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, my wife's, she just likes to get out and help the community. And
nice.
You know.
Hell yeah, man.
She's involved, very involved with the parent and teachers stuff and Craig, and she helps out with like the ballet stuff.
Holy cows, huh?
Yeah. One of my daughter, she does like ballet and gymnastics.
Oh, sweet, man. So how is it, like, you grew up in Metlakatla, everything's Metlakatla centric, now you're in a quote-unquote rival basketball school, so you probably see a lot of family members coming through for basketball, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we went and watched them play Met.
Yeah.
And my friend Fred Hamilton, Hamilton's a well-known over there in Craig, right?
Okay.
And his dad was 102. He's like 102 years old. And he just passed away this past year.
Yeah.
But he runs like the scoreboard and stuff, and he knows I'm from Ellicott.
Nice.
And he's like, I saw him. He's like, "Who are you cheering for?" I was like, I thought he was talking about, like, because I had my Buffalo Bills hat on.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, Niners." Yeah. He's like, "No." It's like, "Tonight." Oh. I was like, "Oh, yeah." I was like, "I'm playing neutral."
Yeah. But why?
Yeah, this is crazy. Like, Craig boys, you know, like playing like Craig and Met, you could tell the difference between Met ball and Craig ball.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Because Met and Cali boys, they've been playing together all their lives.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So then, but this. Craig boys did really good against the Melicali boys.
Oh, good.
Like, they're ahead for a while, and then I think the last game, Met beat them by 2.
You know, my cousin Troy's, I think he's a starter. Yeah, he's a starter for the Chiefs. Troy Russell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my nephew, Frank's, little Frank Guthrie was supposed to be playing, but he hurt his leg.
Oof.
So, but it was good to see, like, Genie's boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Rocco and Cruz.
The twins, right? Were they freshmen this year?
Yeah.
Holy cows, man. I just moved over here and started working when she was getting ready to have them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking wild, man.
Yeah, Rocco had I don't know which one of them, but my sister said, I was like, number 24. I was like, oh, that's Rocco. Oh,
okay.
I was like, he scored the last points at the last race.
Oh, second. Shit, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, badass, man.
Yeah.
When I go home, like, especially when I go home for in the summertime,
yeah,
even if it's just whatever, I always see your sister and Jeannie always walking Walden Point Road.
Yeah,
I was flying out one time. Oh, there's Jennifer and Jeannie.
I told Jennifer I was going to be on your podcast, and she's like, listens to your podcast.
Oh, she does, huh? Yeah. Badass, man.
Yeah. Hello, Jen.
Hey, Jen. So I used to go to your guys' store and just wander around.
Yeah. Oh, at my house?
Yeah, at your house.
Yeah.
Just because there's a store to wander around in.
Yeah.
But, like, so I met your brother, and we're hanging out when we were kids.
Yeah.
And your sister, and the story always stuck with me, because you guys Indian danced a lot, right?
Yeah.
And she had just, I don't know if it was practice or if there was some kind of function going on, but I was at your guys' place, and... And she came back, and, you know, your parents, hey, how'd it go? What's going on? What you do? And she was, like, talking about one of the killer whales was dancing, and then they fucking stuck their head up and spit to make it, like, and I don't remember who she was talking about. I just remember me and your brother were little. We were, like, maybe 12 years old, you know, and I couldn't stop laughing when she told that story, man. But I always bullshit with them when they pass through the store, you know. So 10 years ago, this kid that was working for me joined, what is that, 1 week in a month, 2 weeks a year? What is it?
The reserve. Yeah.
And I saw him one day. I was headed to my sister's graduation over here, and I saw him running past, he was almost to the bridge downtown.
Yeah.
And then when I came back, he was running. The kid was in good shape, and he had to take time off for his training. And he gave me a ride to the bar one night because I was gonna hook up with some friends there.
Yeah.
And he's a very personable kid. And so he said, "I could give you a ride." I was like, "Fuck yeah, man. Save me a few bucks." Yeah. And then he dropped me off, and then we were talking at work. Because he had training, so he wasn't going to be at work on Saturday.
Yeah.
So I wasn't going to see him until Tuesday. And I was like, "Hey, kid, how'd the training go?" And he was joking when he said this, and he's like, "Oh, I fucking hate the trainer." And I started laughing, and I was like, "Who's training you, man?" And he laughs. "I don't hate him. He's just really hard, though." I was like, "Well, what's his name?" his name's Mark. And I went, no fucking way. Is he from Metlakatla? Yes, that motherfucker. And like I said, he wasn't mad. He was definitely joking. And yeah. I was like, I know him. I can't wait to tell him this. And he's like, tell him James said, fuck you. I guess Mark was busting their asses hard during training.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember he'd stay with me when he'd come over for training.
Oh, he would, huh?
Yeah.
I couldn't stop laughing, man. then I finally saw him. I said, hey, Mark, you got to work those kids harder, man. He started laughing. And he's like, did Josh tell you? I said, no, man, one of my workers. I asked him how it went. I was like, he was joking, but he's like, fucking Mark. And he started laughing. Does he still do that?
No.
Oh, he doesn't,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, he's done.
Gotcha. Yeah, man, that's... So, I started this podcast. This is season 6.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have a lot of fun. After we're done here, I'm going to finish your guys' sweaters for you, man.
Oh, cool.
They're zip-ups. I'm pretty excited about it, man. That's what that little heat press is for right next to you.
Yeah.
Little printer. I'm getting better at it, man, but just learning.
Yeah. And I was telling my son, Carter, I was like, yeah, I was just hanging out with Bruce. He's like, oh, Uncle Bruce?
Yeah.
And I was like, I told him I was going to do the podcast. And yeah. He's like, oh, swatting flies, telling lies?
Nice.
So, you know, I was listening to him, and they would hear me listening to your stories and stuff. And I would listen to it while I'm out at the hangar.
Yeah.
And I'd just be laughing because... Because I was like hearing you and Merle talk about Carl's graduation. And he said, holy fuck, there's only 2 graduates. And it went on for like 4 hours. I was like, and I was remembering, I was like, no way, it didn't go on for 4 hours.
So Big Carl, we walked in, is me, Jackie, and Merle.
Yeah.
And there was quite a few people for you guys for their graduation, just like there was at yours. And he's like, that's where I got, hey, buddy, was from Big Carl. And he's like, hey, buddies, need to ask you boys a favor. And I was like, yeah, yes, sir. Need you guys to record this, all right? You know, it'd be cool you guys sit up there in the balcony anyways. Huh? I was like, yeah. If you need that, Carl, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And so, like, the whole time we were just fucking with Carl, trying to make him laugh. And Diane and Carl turned around one time and looked at us and were just like, oh, shit. Oh, shit, man. And then Carl came up to us because, if you remember, because you were there, Carl's graduation party is right across the street from him.
Yep.
And he was like, all right, boys, saw you making him laugh. I had to turn around and check. And we're like, yeah, we got kind of scared when you stared at us, man. Especially Diane, you know. Yeah. And then I was back there 5 years later watching you graduate.
Yep.
Yeah. I went to work. As soon as I was done, I went home, had my pedal bike still, changed, and fucking pedaled back. Yeah. Got there in time for it, man. Dude, that doesn't... I fucking blinked, and here you are. Here we are, both living in not living in Met anymore. Yeah. You know, crazy, man.
Yeah, it's like it's crazy because like the first time ever going to Prince of Wales was in 2010, and we just fell in love with it over there.
Nice,
and you know, been blessed with the business and
yeah,
the great community. Like,
dude, that's awesome, man. Yeah. Fuck.
Have a house over there and
good kids, business. Yeah, kids love it, huh?
Yeah.
Nice. So. And then I know I saw Jen one time too. They were passing through. They said that was one of your boys in the marching band or the band?
They call it drumline.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, they played like drums.
Oh, okay. Her and Mark were either heading there or just came from there.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Yeah, Carter was there last year up in Juneau.
Is that where it was?
Yeah.
But they were, I think they said they were headed there or just coming, something like that, or maybe she was just telling me.
Okay.
That. But I was just like, shit, that's pretty fucking cool, man.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty good this year.
Nice.
That's not more drums now. Now they have like actual instruments.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the school is just so small.
Yeah.
And the new music teacher has really done some great stuff for the school. So it was just nothing but drums before.
Yeah.
So now is there, my son's playing an instrument in there. Like, I was like, he's playing cowbell too. I told him to dress up like
Will Ferrell.
I was like, you need to get that fro going. And the sideburns.
The too small shirt.
Yeah.
Get those 70s glasses. Yep. That'd be funny. Cock of the Walk, baby. I love that fucking skit, man. That's fucking awesome, man. It's always good to run into you, too. And even cooler, you know, you're fucking doing something you love, you know. Not everybody likes the job they go to, and that's like half the battle, you know?
Yep. I never thought about, like, you know, being a restaurant or pizza owner, you know?
Yeah.
And I was able to visit with Carl, because I remember Carl always eating pizza.
Always, man. We'd always go to a Dan Dotson's pizza place in Metlakatla, man. Always.
Yep.
We'd always go there. Love that shit, man.
Remember the story? So I ate pizza at Dan Dalton's, and I was walking. It was me and Skyler, and we just got done eating at that pizza place.
Yeah.
And so I think he put cheese inside the crust or something.
Oh, shit.
Cheese crust stuffed pizza, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, then I was walking home. Then next thing I know, my stomach was like, blah, blah. Just like, I was like, oh, man. And my Uncle Ed had worked, he was a night watchman there at the cannery. I was like, Uncle, I got to use the bathroom. He's like, yeah, go ahead, go down there. And I'm walking down, and as soon as I'm getting closer to the bathroom, you know your ass.
Yeah.
It just starts like. You know, you're
like, oh man, I'm fucking gonna lose this battle, man. Yeah.
So I get in the bathroom, just pull down my pad. There's like, boom, and I'm like, oh my god. And I look, it's all over the back of the toilet, all over the back of the wall. And I'm like, I get up, I just go to the next stall, finish up, right? Then I finish up, and I said, Scott, come look at this. And he's like, oh my god. it was good pizza. But
yeah, it's just a bit much.
I think I found out I was kind of lactose intolerant.
It's a hell of a way to find out, bro.
But I remember telling you the story.
Yeah.
And you said, it's like 10 years later, you're telling Merle about the story.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh my, that was him? Because Merle had to clean it up or something.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, that's funny, man.
He says, some kid fucking shit all over back of the toilet, all back of the wall.
I'll have to ask him, man. That's fucking hilarious. I know I was cruising with my bro Jason from work this past fall. And we had his son with us because there's no school. So he's like, yeah, let's just take a cruise, get some hot chocolate, man, because I don't drink coffee.
Yeah.
And there was some snow out where we went, and I had never been there before. And he started trying to whip.
Yeah.
You know, do whippets and everything in the car.
Yeah.
And like, there was a bunch of bumps there, and I was like, oh, I should be fine. I didn't know he was going to start doing that. I was like, boom, boom, and it jarred something loose. And I was just like, oh, you got to pull over right now, man. I was like, I'm going to fucking shit myself if you don't pull over right now. And he's like, oh, bro, are you serious? Oh, I'm sorry, man. And he was like, oh. I was like, don't go that fast, bro. And I was like, ooh, man, you have to. Went out, and I was like, I think I could take off some of the pressure if I just take a quick piss, man. Jumped out, took a piss, and I was like, you got to bring me home, man.
This is almost like the galley all over again.
Yeah, man. There was, when I used to fucking, because I don't get on jets anymore, you know? I was flying out one time, and I had drank a lot the night before with my cousin Kelly Michelson, and we flew out. And I was fucking so hungover that I wasn't even nervous for the first time ever on the jet.
Yeah.
And like as soon as we got to, was it like 30,000 feet?
Yeah.
Like I was just like, here's, and I was like, oh. I was like, Kill, you got to move. And he's like, oh shit. And he's trying to, and he could see like the anxiousness in my face. Like, you got to fucking move right now, man. You got to fucking move right fucking now. And I did that weird, like, you know, like when people power walking, like, what the fuck are you doing, man? Just run. Run or jog. Well, I was doing that weird, like, power walk back to the bathroom. Like, and I was like, oh, man. And then, I fucking accidentally, like, let out a fucking huge fart. It was like, and I was like, sorry. And I just kept walking, man. So, like, I crop dusted a bunch of people, got to the bathroom, sat down, was just like, oh. And then I was just like, oh no, I gotta walk past all these people again that I just crop dusted. Like, it's something like, you know, it's like, okay, man, I'm gonna fucking fart. Maybe I can let it squeeze out, but then it just sounds like I farted into a megaphone.
Yeah.
Into a garbage can. And it's just like, and I was only like 17 at the time, 17 or 18, so I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Got up and Kelly was like, did you make it? I was like, fucking photo finish, bro. The other time too is just like I was with my brother, and it was like right after you had left for college. Mm-hmm. Same fucking thing, man. It's just like, oh man, you gotta fucking bring me home. Thankfully, haven't had an accident before. Yeah. You know, not since, I don't know, tiny kid, I guess. Yeah. You know, had a lot of fucking photo finishes though. Yeah. Man, like I remember like, what's your most embarrassing? Was that, would that be the one right there that you just told?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One down in the cannery.
Yeah. So, I was at Jackie's house, right? And everybody went to bed.
Yeah.
Except me and her. And I was, because we're watching a movie, and then I was taken off, right? Yeah. And I was just like, oh, man. Shit. I was like, all right, I'll be right back. I gotta use the bathroom. Went to the back and like shut the door. And I'm like, at this point, I'm like, okay, I'll fucking turn the fan on.
Yeah.
And I just start taking a shit. And then like my dumbass should have looked, but I didn't. And I looked and there's no toilet paper. Oh. And I was just like, oh no. So I had to fucking get up and I cracked the door and I was like, Jackie. Jackie. Because her parents' door bedroom was directly across from the bathroom.
Yeah.
Janine and Aaron were right there, and then Jackie's room was further down, but she was in the living room. Was like, Jackie! And I'm like, fuck, I do not want to yell that there's no toilet paper here. And then I was like, Jackie! And then she came around the corner. She's like, what? And I went like this, and she was, I think at first she thought I was like trying to get her to come in and smell my shit. Yeah. You know? And I was like, I need you. And she's like, what do you need? And I was like, there's no toilet paper. Paul, Charlene, Janine, and Aaron all fucking started laughing at the same time. I was so fucking embarrassed, man. And then, so she came back and she's like, oh, here you go. We forgot to put it away. I was like, peace. I'm fucking wiping and leaving, man. That was my most embarrassing one.
I just remember seeing Scott's face. He's like, oh, my God.
Dude, that's fucking funny, man. Yeah. I don't think we could end on a better note than that. So let's end on that one for this part.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on, bro.
Thanks, buddy.
It fucking got really dark since you got here, man.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm looking for the turn off button. Bye, guys.
Bye.
See ya. Later.